after my physical death. However, I learned that prayer alone did not pave the way for me to spiritual heights. I would now like to tell you about my entry into the spiritual life and the impressions I had and how I experienced this new world. When I crossed over into the spiritual realm, I saw my parents from afar. They then came to me and greeted me. Other acquaintances also came. But then angelic beings came to me, greeted me with the name I had borne on earth and said that some things needed to be made right. At first I was just amazed that life went on. At first I was so happy about it and I would have liked to bring this message or this news to all my friends who were still living on earth. So it was my heartfelt wish to go to my friends and tell them, yes, you live on. You go straight to heaven after earthly death. Because in human life people had talked about being resurrected on the last day. I hadn't really expected that anyone or I would open my spiritual eyes immediately after earthly death. I had no real idea at all about spiritual awakening. So I was happy that I woke up immediately after earthly death and this new world seemed so interesting to me even though there was nothing special to admire where I was now. But I had an inner joy that this life continued. Now I tried to express this joy, and I really wanted nothing more than to return to the house in which I had lived as a human being, to proclaim this message. One opens one's eyes, one's spiritual eyes, immediately after earthly death. And the world beyond is somewhat different from the earthly realm, but there is no particular difference. For immediately after my entry into the spiritual realm, I met many deceased people. I was led into a town. In my human life, I had never actually experienced a town. Where I had lived as a human being, there was a church, and right next to the church was the cemetery. There was also a schoolhouse, and there were isolated houses where people lived. People came to church from everywhere, and children went to school. Everything was as far apart as I remembered from my human life. And now I found myself in a town. In this town, I had opened my spiritual eyes. I experienced a lot of activity, a back and forth, and I had the feeling that one had to work diligently and eagerly here too. Where the beings in this city went and where they came from didn't really bother me at all. I wasn't really connected to this new world yet and had the feeling that I was only visiting this city temporarily, but I knew, I have died as a human being and I live on. So I was interested in life in this city. But I immediately started to think about it. My companion, who had greeted me and led me part of the way, showed me the way to my house where I was to live. Then he said to me, "You can go into the house yourself, introduce yourself and say that you will be living in this house from now on." Then he told me that I should strictly follow all instructions. Well, this being said goodbye. However, I was not at all willing to go into this house. But instead I returned to Earth first. There I sought out my acquaintances. I went to them and explained to them what I had said right at the beginning. You do not have to wait until the last judgment. You will open your eyes soon when you dies. But they are other eyes, they are spiritual eyes. And you have a body. It is the spiritual body. You live on, remember that. As soon as you die, you open your spiritual eyes. I announced that to everyone. So I went to my friends and now experienced as a spiritual being what I had also done as a human being. People gathered together during the day to pray and prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. People came together in his name, also with the idea that he would receive you when you entered the afterlife, that he would personally go to meet everyone who had worshipped him and believed in him. And now I had to make my own considerations. When I entered the spiritual world, I had indeed been met by beautifully dressed beings, but I had not been received by Jesus Christ at all, as we as humans had believed and imagined that we would be led directly to him. That wasn't the case at all. I had been led to a town where so many deceased people were rushing back and forth. It was a town with its busy hustle and bustle, and I had been assigned a house to enter and introduce myself to. Yes, I had my thoughts and thought that I had not been led to the right place when I entered the spiritual world. I then returned to my spiritual world. The path from the beyond to people and vice versa is actually found so quickly. When you immerse yourself in the thought of returning to a place, you are already on the way there. So I then had the desire to return to the beyond again, and I stood there again in front of the house to which I had been led, in the middle of this town, but I thought, no, I thought carefully, I will not enter the house, because I am not in the right place. I can wait a long time, that's all the same to me. I will wait until someone comes to me and admits, there has been a mistake, you don't belong here. And so I stayed near the house. I was interested in the hustle and bustle of this city. But then I had the feeling of being an outsider. While everyone else was working or doing something, I couldn't do it, and I didn't want to be idle. I then spoke to a beautifully dressed spirit of God who was staying near my house. I also noticed immediately that he was always watching me. So I went up to him, introduced myself and said to him, surely it is a mistake that I have been brought here. I don't belong here. What do you think? That's what I said to this spirit of God. He looked at me long and intently and said, yes, yes, you belong here, and you were told that you must report to this house, because there is room for you in this house. Why don't you go in? And I replied, I will not go in until I have been led to Jesus Christ, because I have lived my whole life for him and I insist that I be led to him. This being seemed somewhat surprised by my perhaps insistent words. The face or expression that it made seemed somewhat strange to me, and so I suddenly began to doubt the correctness of the words I had uttered. I said, is it not my right to insist that I be led directly to Jesus Christ? This being then said very firmly, no, that is not your right. Why not, if I have lived for him? This spirit being said to me, you have taken on a great debt, and until you have paid off this debt, you cannot reach him. I was speechless, even disappointed and indignant at these words. And this spirit being repeated it again, until you have paid off this great debt, you cannot meet him. Then I wanted to know, what debt have I taken on? This spirit being answered, I will explain that to you in detail. And it asked me to come with it. We then walked a few steps away from the house and found a bench. We sat down there. Then this spirit being told me about my life and my mistakes and explained, you have prayed a lot, that's true, but prayer alone has not brought you salvation. You had a responsibility towards these children. You were not always a kind person. You did not always understand these children who had been entrusted to you. You are particularly guilty of one person who had also come to this orphanage as a child. This boy had received more lovelessness than attention and understanding, and this person had not found his way when he entered life. He had made himself a very burdened life, and the spirit being explained to me exactly who it was. I replied, this person had stolen and lied, and I am to blame for his lies and his stealing? Yes, said the Spirit of God to me, you are to blame. The other person's guilt will be mitigated, not counted as it is usually counted against someone who has grown up in love and understanding. You have something to do for this person. Until you have paid off this guilt, you cannot meet Jesus Christ. I did not want to understand it and replied, how is it possible that the guilt is placed on me? I did not lie and I did not steal. No, said the angel of God, but your lack of love caused this boy to do that in later life. You have wounded the roots of his soul. And he said that it was not just me who was to blame, but that the others who had been responsible for raising these children were also to blame. Instead of giving love, harsh punishments were meted out. No spark of understanding and true love was placed in this child's soul. As a result, mistrust developed in him and he rebelled against his fellow human beings. Now I had to take the blame for this. I still knew exactly what his name was, Anton was his name, and make amends. And this Spirit of God said, you can think about it, you can think about it. You should come to the realization that what we are telling you is right. You have done wrong and now you have to make amends. And he went on to say that the necessary love and understanding had not been shown to any of the other children either, that had to be sorted out first. Then he left me. But I could not yet decide to enter the house, so I stayed on this bench and in the immediate vicinity. I thought about it, I prayed and still could not understand. I hoped that someone else would come and say, "You have been judged wrongly. It is not so, we have made a mistake. You do not belong here." I held on to this belief, but no one came. I did not want to understand it, and I prayed. I had also gone to other spirit beings who were distinguished by their special clothing, because you knew exactly that they were higher beings, because you could see it in their faces. There was something noble about them, and the way they were dressed was not what those who were hurrying back and forth were dressed. You could see it in them, they wore headdresses, bracelets, so they must belong to heaven and to a higher order. And so I tried again to ask such a beautifully dressed being whether it did not also think that I was in the wrong place and that they had made a mistake. And again I had to experience the same thing. People looked at me in amazement and said, "No, you are in the right place." I tried it sometimes and sometimes asked and always got the same answer. Then I had to realize that there had to be some truth in it. How could I escape from this new world? I had no other option than to go back to Earth, but that couldn't make me happy. I wanted to go to Christ and I wanted to ask Him to forgive me for what I had done wrong. I just couldn't understand. And so it took a long, long time before I came to this conclusion. Jesus Christ actually suffered for others too. He took on a difficult task, He took on the sins of humanity. Therefore, one should follow His example. And so I was now ready to take on Anton's sins, but not for the same reasoning as Jesus Christ had done. I then approached the Spirit of God who had his task in this area. If you were on the road for a long time, you would meet him again. So I could ask him again. I explained it to him and said that I had now come to the right conviction, namely that one must be able to take on the sins of another, as Jesus Christ did. Then he said to me, "But not in the way that you do it or believe that it is right. You are guilty. Jesus Christ is not guilty. He voluntarily walked this difficult path and brought salvation. But you burdened yourself because you expressed your lack of love. There can be no talk of voluntarily." It took a long, long time before I understood what was meant by that. Then this Spirit of God brought me together with this Anton, who was also in the spiritual world. He was on the same level as me, although he was not in the same city, but he was of the same level as me, which amazed me, and I said, "How is it possible to bring a liar and someone who had stolen so much together with pious souls?" "Yes, that is possible," replied the Spirit of God. "But I would only understand it once I was taught, and that could only happen when I entered this house and asked to be taken in, then I would be taught." I was brought together with this Anton, and I did not have the impression that he was unhappy. I could not talk to him for long. I was allowed to greet him, but I was forbidden to have a closer conversation with him. However, I could see that he was quite happy. I was to be taught why he, who had stolen and lied so much in his human life, was now on the same spiritual level as me. Then I thought to myself, "Yes, he will not see Jesus Christ either. He will not meet him either. And if I now have to take on his debts, then I can understand that we are actually on the same level together. So I just bear the guilt." And then I thought further, "Okay, I want to bear the guilt. I don't want to ask any more questions." I thought about what a great work our Savior had accomplished. But I couldn't really understand the difference between him and me. He did it voluntarily, but I had burdened myself. I then decided to ask for accommodation in that house. I said goodbye to this Anton and then walked resolutely into the house, and someone came to meet me straight away. I noticed that it was a big house with many rooms and that many spirit beings were coming and going. Some left, said goodbye with joy, hugged each other, had small suitcases with them and left full of joy. And others came and were just as confused as I was. But they too were met, taken by the hand and disappeared with them into a room. The same thing happened to me. They took me by the hand and led me into a room. This room was not particularly decorated. It was small, But I was content with that. I was alone in this room. The spirit brother who had led me into this room said, "After a while, someone will come to you and tell you what to do next." So I sat down, a bench, a table, that was actually all there was there. I had the impression that I did not have to wait long before someone came. I was greeted as if they had known me for a long time and the curriculum was immediately explained to me. I was actually amazed at how quickly it all went. So they explained to me that I could live here temporarily. They were giving me this room so that I could concentrate better and so that I could change more quickly, I should become more insightful. Many such words were spoken to me, and it was explained to me that I would have to leave the room each time I had to go to the other spirit brothers and sisters with whom I would be taught. I would have to absorb what was being said to me carefully and then process it in my quiet room. And so it went. And I sometimes thought back to my life on earth and to the idea that people had of the spiritual future, that they would meet Jesus Christ, that they would see him immediately after death, or that they would be resurrected by him when the last judgment took place, one of the two. But neither of these things actually happened when I entered the world beyond. The spiritual world was alien to me, and most of those who were there were alien to me, with the exception of my parents and a few friends, with whom I had a brief encounter. Now I went to this school. After an agreed signal, everyone had to leave their room, and I did so, and we came with other brothers and sisters, there must have been about 50 to 70 of us, into a beautiful, large, bright room. There was a blackboard, and drawings were made and written on this blackboard. We all seemed to understand each other in the same language, and the lessons were taught in the same language. So they began to teach us. They did not speak of the guilt that lay on us, but rather gave us lessons. They taught us about the plan of salvation, and we were all amazed, including the plan of salvation of Jesus Christ. The more I immersed myself in the teachings we received, the more familiar these explanations became to me. I felt as if I had heard it several times before. Suddenly it was not at all strange to me, and yet it was new to me. I had no idea that I had actually been taught about it before. And so I learned eagerly. I returned to my room and thought about it. And then I finally got to the point where I understood what was meant when I was told that I had to bear the guilt of others through my lack of love and my ignorance. Now I had to make amends. There was always a lot of talk about sacrifice, about serving others, about Christian love and understanding it. The life of Jesus was explained to us. His great devotion and sacrifice, his mission to redeem humanity. In this way I was able to understand why the guilt had fallen on me. After we had been taught a little, we parted ways. I was able to leave the house. I had also left with a suitcase. Suitcase might not be the right word for you. But through our activity and our zeal we had acquired things, objects made of spiritual matter, and we were to take these with us to our new home. We were all zealous, and our zeal was rewarded, and so we received such attentions from our spiritual teachers as to encourage our zeal even more. We were told that we would be glad to have some property of our own in the new home. So I left that house too and was accompanied elsewhere. I still stayed in the same town, but I was allowed to live in nicer surroundings. There the school continued, we continued to be taught. But now we had to go out and prove that we had really absorbed what we had learned and that what we had been taught had not only come to us superficially, but that it had taken hold of our minds and that we were capable of putting it into practice. And so we had to enter into practical life, so to speak. And there was also the matter of paying off the debt. So I had to prove for my part that I had understood what I had been taught. I was then led to those unfortunate spirits who had not yet found the way and the insight and who were much worse off than I had once been. For I had not found the way either. I had also doubted whether I was in the right place. These beings were, however, malicious in their nature. When you approached them, they shouted at you, they did not want to know anything about us, they called us hypocrites and spoke of injustice. And now we were to take care of them. We were to speak of justice, We were to have understanding and say loving words to them. This was what we had been instructed to do. Actually, it would have been the angels' job to do this, but they said that we had to take on this task in order to prove that we had now grasped love and this understanding. They also told us that angels would come to our aid if necessary. So I set off, like all the other brothers and sisters. It was not an easy task. It was not a pleasant activity when you were shouted at and rejected. Unpleasant words were shouted at you. We had to deal with these evil beings, and I had to deal with them too. So we could not leave them straight away. We had to explain to them what they had done wrong in life. They had to take a closer look at their lives. A spirit of God had taught us how we should deal with our brothers and sisters in detail. So we could talk to them about their lives and their mistakes and show them the way to ascension. So I did. I had three unfortunate spirit brothers and sisters to look after. They were assigned to me by a higher spirit. I was given more details about their past. Now I wanted to prove that I could work with love and understanding. I had been to school and I wanted to meet Jesus Christ. It was explained to us, you can only meet him if you serve in this way and make amends for what you have done wrong in life. Then you are given the opportunity. So I had the opportunity to make amends for what I had done wrong in my human life. Of course I always prayed now and then. Later, higher spirit beings also joined in my prayers. I sensed that they were satisfied with my work. And then they visited us, and they visited me and stayed for a while. They prayed with us, sang and brought musical instruments. So we had a wonderful time with them. We made those suffering spirits happy. We brought them comfort, supported them and lifted them up, but it was hard work. And the spirits of God made us happy. They brought us joy because they accepted us into their circle. We were treated quite differently than when we first had to face them. They were more loving to us. They told us about their own experiences, about those higher worlds, and they told us about other towns and villages, about the spiritual life of that great world. So we were always happy, but also curious. They promised us that we too would be able to experience everything they told us about if we fulfilled our tasks. So I made an effort and tried to fill my whole soul with this divine love in order to serve and be accepted by the higher spirit world in the spiritual world too. This is how I made my ascent. First I had to experience this disappointment when I came to the world beyond. I had to let go of the ideas that I had had in a human life and that I had taken with me as a spirit. I had to be willing to be taught and I had to make amends. But I was able to experience many beautiful things, receive attention from the higher spirits, that is, receive small, personal gifts for my future new home. This is how I worked my way up. I diligently followed the words and tried to live according to God's will in the spiritual realm. When people now say that a new life on earth awaits me, I find it all the more necessary to be very eager so that this love and understanding take hold of my whole being, because we are always told, you need love in order to be able to live and work as a human being. Only in love will you grow, only in love, however it may be, by giving it to others, by living in love yourself. It will make you happy, this divine love, and without it there will be no understanding, no happy life, because the two belong together. Understanding, love, benevolent feelings and always being ready to forgive, then you can make progress in human life and the ascent will take place even faster. But you have to bring something like that into human life from another world, from the spiritual world. So they told me that I would now place the seed in my soul, in my whole mind, and that this seed would then open up and find expression in a human life. So I want my whole mind to be as full of these divine virtues as possible. Before it is time to enter a new life on earth, I would like to walk in the spiritual world accompanied by the divine beings and be taught further. So during my ascent I managed to experience Christ from afar, but this experience was not a personal experience, as one assumes as a human being that it could be immediately after earthly death. But this experience or these experiences were so impressive, so wonderful, that they gave new courage, new motivation and enthusiasm for personal advancement. So I have tried, dear brothers and sisters, to describe to you some of my impressions, my experiences. It is something of my experiences, of my work. It has been an insight into my spiritual life. So I want to say goodbye to you, and I leave you to the guidance and blessing of God. God bless you. Joseph. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, do you have any questions in relation to what has been said? Dear Joseph, were these mistakes in raising the children that the sister made actually just negligence, or was it really sometimes malice that she showed towards the children or towards this Anton? Joseph, it was both. Did she later have the opportunity to help him herself in the world beyond? Joseph, they met again then. But that would take me too far if I had to talk about it. Could this Anton rise as high as this sister? Joseph, no. That depends entirely on the efforts he makes. Was more demanded of this sister Erica in the children's home than of others? Did she have any special position or greater insight than others? Joseph, yes, she shared the responsibility for the upbringing of these children, as she said. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I am returning to my world. May God's blessing protect and keep you. Greetings. Report of the ascending spirit being Erica and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. February 1, 1967. On the blessed power of a heavenly intercessor. God's grace and love also apply to those who are seriously culpable. God's grace and love also apply to the one who is deeply in debt. Joseph, greetings. Dear brothers and sisters, today I am speaking to you and giving you an account of my experiences. But I do not want to point out again that it is probably difficult for new friends to speak this language, and to understand. It is up to my loyal friends to teach those who have not yet grasped this spiritual teaching to the same extent. Well, dear brothers and sisters, recently I have often been a guest of our high brother in the Linus house. With me were other guests from the high heavens. They had come to make my acquaintance, to see me and to hear from me, for the news of your community was carried to the high heavens, the news of loyal friends, of their firm belief in the spirit world of God. Something like that is carried on in the divine world, once it has passed its probationary period. This news may well be carried up to the higher heavens. So I was a guest with others, and we discussed so much. We talked about the forward development of people, about their ascent in general, and they talked about how the knowledge of the friends, the loyal friends, could now be expanded, that it was probably time to open the gates of heaven further to them. So it was a special honor for me, a special joy to be invited as a guest and to hear about the heavenly wishes. I had been commissioned to visit the various stages of ascension in the divine world. I had been given appropriate companions who explained the spiritual laws to me in detail so that I too could gain a better understanding. So we then talked about what would be most necessary to mediate between you. I have already told you that I am a mediator between you and the higher spiritual world and that these high spirits of heaven are very often much stricter than I am. Judge much more strictly and give stricter instructions. They have shown me forbearance in not being so strict with you and not judging so harshly. And people show understanding because I am so close to you, because of my constant messages I have to be close to you. As you know, I have my helpers who come to your home, who look at your worries and problems and bring them to me. It is not possible for me personally to come to your home or to accompany you and hear about your worries. It is not as some believe that a spirit must know everything. What it is currently experiencing and what is explained to it with certainty is known to it. So I can answer your questions and speak about your problems because they are explained to me. And so you may have been amazed that, as you say, much or more interesting things have been given recently. So I was allowed and enabled in the way described to experience the interesting things for you. So I have the opportunity to go to the most diverse levels of ascension in the spiritual world. I rarely go alone, I go with my companion. I visit the suffering in the depths, and I visit the happy in the spiritual heights, I am allowed to enter here and experience the wonderful celebrations there. This is how I am able to report to you about it.